We're sponsored by K.E. Sellers, Tyler's European-style boutique winery, the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall. I'm a big fan of K.E. Sellers, not because they sponsor this segment and not because they're part of Keeper Sol Estates, but because K.E. Sellers is such a delightful exercise in gracious living. If you haven't been to K.E. Sellers, just go by and walk in. Notice the old world European feel, the cool seating area, and the wine casks. Tell one of the K.E. Sellers wine experts what your tastes run to and let them pour you a small taste of one of the fine Texas wines they feature in the store. And as I keep suggesting, knock off today 30 minutes early. Meet your significant other for a meat, fruit, and cheese tray and a nice bottle of wine while you listen to live music. It is gracious living, and we all do too little of it. K.E. Sellers is a working winery with a tasting room. You can taste anything before you buy it. You cannot leave there disappointed. Tyler's European-style boutique winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall and online at kesellers.com. Here's a quote that's been bugging me. For the first time in my adult life, I'm proud of my country because it feels like hope is making a comeback. Now, if you haven't heard, the speaker was Michelle Obama to a campaign crowd in Wisconsin week before last. Oh, come on, Paul, give her a break. She didn't really mean it like that. She's not the politician. She doesn't give speeches for a living. It just came out wrong. Not so fast. Because she said it again, and this time we have it on tape. Here it is.
Let me tell you something. For the first time in my adult lifetime, I'm really proud of my country. And not just because Barack has done well, but because I think people are hungry for change.
Now, before we break this quote down, let's make an assumption. Let's assume that the candidate, Michelle Obama's husband, who wants to be your president, is okay with it. We have to make that assumption because neither he nor his campaign has done anything to tone it down. No one in the campaign has said, oh, Michelle Obama is proud of her country. She was simply trying to make a point about the amazing significance of having a black man in serious contention for the presidency for the first time in American history. Obama is standing by the quote, so you can only assume that he agrees with it. Now, Michelle Obama was born in 1964, so her adult life dates from 1982. So let's ask her about the following. As a direct result of America's principled insistence, the Berlin Wall fell in 1989. When that happened, millions of German citizens who had been prisoners in their own country, the unwilling subjects of an occupying Soviet army, were set free. Was Michelle Obama not proud? Related to the Berlin Wall is the end of the Cold War that gave birth to it. For over four decades, the world had lived with the very real possibility that the U.S. and the Soviet Union would wind up in a nuclear exchange that would end the lives of countless millions and perhaps bring an end to all civilized society. Again, as a result of America's principled insistence, the Soviet Union gave up on its vision of world hegemony and quietly went out of business. The U.S. won the Cold War without ever firing a shot. Was Michelle Obama not proud? Since Michelle Obama's coming of age, the office of president has changed hands three times. In all three cases, that changing took place in the open air at a public event according to the rule of law. On those January the 20th, the armed forces that obeyed the orders of one commander-in-chief at 11:59 a.m. began immediately obeying the orders of another commander-in-chief 1 minute later. Does that not make Michelle Obama proud? When Michelle Obama was born, the President of the United States still called people of her race Negroes. Today, the President of the United States calls one particular woman of her race Madam Secretary. Is Michelle Obama not proud? Peggy Noonan asked the question, are the Obama snobs, during their privileged Ivy League educations, did anyone tell them anything about what normal Americans think? Are the majority of Americans without hope, as Michelle Obama suggests? If that's so, how do you explain the growth right here in our own community? Every business that opens, every house that gets built, every spade of earth that gets turned on a construction job site is an expression of hope. And so is the coming to America by any of the millions that want to come, legally or not. Is pride in the America that Michelle Obama wants her husband to lead so tenuously held? Is America suddenly good because Obama has a shot at winning the presidency? What, then, is America if he loses? All my adult life, I believe that America is exceptional. Flawed, yes, but exceptional. Ronald Reagan won huge majorities by seeing America as the shining city on the hill. I believe that America is the kind of country that, on the whole, acts as an agent of good in the world. The kind of country that spends billions of its own treasure on the Marshall Plan rebuilding its enemies, rather than plundering them, the kind of country that will abolish slavery on its own and by increments put behind it the corrosive forces of bigotry. I believe that America is a good place, filled with good people, and the best hope for the world. I'd like my president and my first lady to believe that as well. That's my word. What's yours? Go to ktbb.com/youtellme and you tell me.